Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And a lovely photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of Ireland's Eve McChrystal and Katie George Dunleavy celebrating with their silver medals in the women's B 3000 metre individual pursuit final on day four of the Paralympics Games in Paris. They were in their final race as a team, so a nice way to finish up, clinching silver there. Lovely beaming photograph on the front of the Irish Independent. The main story on that is pupils continue to face a class size lottery despite falling enrolments, with a wide variation in the numbers being taught in primary classes across the country. Average class sizes in primary schools reached their lowest level in 20 years, but nearly 1 in 10 pupils are still in overcrowded classes of 30 or more. And the Irish Independent has gone through every county. If you're interested in that, you can look at the map and see which counties perform worst when it comes to class sizes. Amazing to think 30 years ago, when I was starting school, it was class sizes of over 30. I didn't realise this was still a problem 30 years on, but 1 in 10 are still in overcrowded classrooms. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, Taoiseach joins backlash over ticket gouging. This is just going to dominate radio today here on News Talk and other radio stations about the Oasis ticket prices. Micheál Martin rowing in on the outrage over Oasis ticket prices last night and calling for an investigation into the controversy. Gardaí, if you don't mind, are being urged to examine Ticketmaster after thousands of fans were left angry and frustrated by the prices for the band's reunion tour. That's also on the front of the Irish Examiner. Promoters and ticket agents still have time to redeem themselves following the Oasis ticket controversy, the Taoiseach has said. Now, Micheál Martin has called on those involved in ticket sales to reflect on their stance, and they still have time to redeem themselves. I'm not sure how, unless they cancel all the tickets and start again, which is very unlikely. But whatever about in the future, there might be a bit of soul searching among the bands and Ticketmaster. I'm not sure they can redeem themselves and reflect on their stance with regard to the Oasis tickets. But anyway, we'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast and every other media outlet, I'm sure, today, because fans will be getting in touch as well with the prices. I know of one person who paid €900 for two Oasis standing tickets. They were supposed to be €86. Others got them for €140. One of my friends got them for €140. I didn't hear of anyone getting them for €86, by the way. But people just put it on their credit card and said, you know, chance of a lifetime to see Oasis. We'll worry about the cost when the credit card bill comes in. Irish Times on the front page is looking at why students are pulling out of college, and an interview with Kieran O'Hartig, who's the outgoing president of University of Galway. He says that growing pressure on students, like high rents, long commutes and long hours working part-time, are the reasons why there's been a rise in dropout rates in college courses, and he's probably not wrong. Also, we are told that efforts to crack down on people entering the country without travel documents have increased sharply in recent months, because the Irish Times says that about 6.5% of flights arriving into Dublin are now subject to doorstep passport checks. When the plane lands, they hop on the plane and check your documents. That's happening in 6.5% of flights. Still not a lot of flights, but certainly an increase. The Irish Daily Mirror, flout of order. Shops selling electric scooters are advising customers how to flout safety measures used to curb speed. This is an undercover investigation by the Mirror, revealing how some outlets tell buyers how to bypass the speed limiter so they can double the speed. So we're modifying e-scooters now, it would seem. The Irish Daily Star has that lovely story about that beautiful Burmese mountain dog that was missing for 15 days, reunited with her relieved owners, rescued off a cliff edge. And they think that this dog survived by drinking rainwater off the cliffs in Aramore in County Donegal. So well done to that dog, and a lovely reunion. Saw that on the news last night. The Irish Sun on the front page, Jerry Hutch has invested in a B&B in Lanzarote. He's renting rooms to around 40 people at low prices. Jerry Hutch has seen a gap in the market and has gone for it, according to the Irish Sun. The Daily Telegraph tells us about our diets and sometimes people go through bad patches of eating. But we are told that just 3 weeks of eating badly can have a disastrous impact on health. Researchers tracked volunteers who were asked to tuck into cakes, biscuits and other foods full of saturated fat. And after 24 days, those who were on a diet full of saturated fats saw a sharp deterioration in basic markers of health. They didn't put on weight, by the way, but their health, which is more important, there was a dire impact on it. And finally, from the eye, we have the questions that we can't make decisions on, because apparently we spend 23 days a year making decisions in our lives, but over half experience decision paralysis over small issues. We can't decide what to eat for dinner. And the top quandaries are, is it called dinner or tea? Dinner. Milk in the tea before or after the water? I'd say after. Jam or cream first on a scone? These are easy questions. I can't believe people struggle with this. Jam or cream first in a scone? That's jam. Butter, jam, cream. Does pineapple belong on a pizza? No. Is it better to be a morning person or a night owl? But we'll go with morning person. Cats or dogs? Dogs. Should red sauce be kept in the fridge or the cupboard? I don't like red sauce, so I don't know. You'll have your own views on that. Also, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And are socks and sandals acceptable together? Apparently, these are the top quandaries that people can't make decisions on. More about that in the eye.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.